My fellow life walkers, get ready to start journeying life mostly natural with me, your guide, Moke Angel.
It's a long road to get us where we want to go. I'll keep on going, and no matter how it rolls.
Hello, my fellow life walker, and welcome to our fall trail. Yes, we are going down this trail of to turmeric or not to turmeric, and you will have to figure out what your answer is. I was inspired to do this trail for two reasons. One, it's fall, and I thought that turmeric would be the perfect medicinal herb to talk about for our first fall season together. And it just so happens that turmeric is the first medicinal herb that I started using when I began my natural medicinal journey full on. That was an herb that I started taking that led me down this road of taking medicinal herbal medicine to help heal myself. Now, that being said, the second reason why I chose it is because you've heard of that saying that if you hear one negative thing, you have to say 10 positive things afterwards. And I feel like our last trail was a little bit on the negative side in some areas. So let's just do a small smudge of cleansing with this next trail. I thought that turmeric is a fantastic herbal medicine to start with because of all the positive benefits that it has for you. So I'm going to pick my top five today, and then next trail I'm going to pick another herbal medicine, actually a spice that I found out most recently that is a very potent herbal medicine to have in your medicinal herbal cabinet, right? I am so excited to share it with you, and you will be surprised possibly of what that particular spice is that we normally use around the fall winter season. Well, for me, with my cooking, that's when I normally use that particular spice. And I tell you what, I can't wait to talk about it, but that is not what we're going to be talking about today, because today we are talking about turmeric, and it's pronounced turmeric. Yes, turmeric is fantastic, and my top five reasons why I love turmeric. The first reason why I started taking turmeric is because it helped with my heart situation. I had very high blood pressure, and I was starting, and this blood pressure problem started happening when I was in my early 30s, and it was at a point where it was so high, as far as my doctors were concerned, that I started having to do all the heart healthy things to do to take care of myself. And being that it was at such a young age, it was a bit of a concern. So that's when I started my journey, and it wasn't until about my mid-30s, after I'd been doing the whole doctor prescription thing with my heart and having all kinds of issues, that I started looking at a different route, an all natural avenue, because I kind of started getting wind of that could be a possibility for me to be able to help myself. And I was having such a hard time back then because there wasn't all kinds of places to go to get that specific type of information. So, and the information on the internet was very small as well, because the community at that time was still getting itself built up online. So I was able to find that particular substitute in turmeric when I looked up what it could replace as far as the baby aspirin was concerned. And I found turmeric had the same blood thinning capabilities that baby aspirin had, and I thought, okay, well, let's start with that. I had no idea much about what else it was good for, except for my other number two reason why I like to take turmeric. And the first reason why is because it helped control my high blood pressure. It was able to substitute my taking of aspirin, the baby aspirin, and it was able to be able to fill in the gap where I was having so many side effects with the baby aspirin, which one of the major ones was I was having hair loss, and I was also having like skin issues as well. So I had to stop taking it for that reason. And I was also having some stomach issues. So I was finding something that would be a better alternative, and turmeric was the one that filled that. Now, number two, the other reason why I am so in love with turmeric, and I had no idea until I started researching it more, was that it had its anti-inflammatory reasons of pain relief. And I was so excited about that because I also ended up injuring myself pretty badly at that time too, and I was having the same problem with taking any type of pain medication, even headache medication. And it is, I tell you what, turmeric for migraines, for me, oh my goodness, works so well. I can almost swear by it. If I take like a 500 milligram, which is the most that they recommend, and I take that now, if you take that with, when you start like the onsets of a migraine, within like about half an hour, it feels better. It's amazing. I mean, I was shocked when I found that out, especially with I couldn't take anything over the counter that could help with my migraines, to nothing. And it wasn't until I took turmeric, that's it, it helps. So that's my number two. It also helps with your joint pain. So if you have any type of arthritis type sort of pains or the inflammation of arthritis, it helps with that. That's number three. It is awesome for arthritis joint pain. And is also really good, which I had no idea that it's really good for, and is my number four because of antihistamine reasons. So it helps with allergies. And I didn't know that, and I had really bad allergies. I couldn't even be around cats at one point. And I can now be around cats, which is amazing. I could not ever handle it, but now I can. So it works for an allergy medicine as well. Last but not least, number five. It also is awesome because it helps with your pets. Funny enough, yes, I hear you. If you have pets, it is also really beneficial for pain medication for your pets and allergy medications for your pets, and as well as watching out for their hearts. So it is a big double whammy. It's good for you, it's good for your family, household members, and it's also good for your pet family too, which now levels it up to a triple whammy. The only thing is that you have to make sure, if you're taking it for like heart medication reasons, then be sure that it's not going to conflict if you are on prescription medications with blood thinning, because it can possibly cause your heart rate to be too low. So you need to make sure you let your doctor know, or you talk to your doctor and see if that's going to be a problem. Now, most people do not have problems with turmeric, even giving it to children. It is not like a really big deal, or I've never, you know, there's not like, it's not on the high scale of side effect issues, but it's always good to talk to your doctor first, especially if there's any type of prescription medications involved. I also have a whole bunch of other things to talk about as far as turmeric and its benefits, and just how you can use it. Not only is it great for you as far as medicinal medication herbally is concerned, but it's a fantastic spice that you use for your cooking dishes. And one of my favorite cooking dishes that I love to use, especially around this season, is making your homemade chicken soup. It is the best thing you can add to your homemade chicken soup to help fight your just cold flu season, boosting up your immunity and just helping fight back those colds. That is what I can tell you today, because it's short. Our trailer is short today, but I promise you I will do another follow-up and get into more detail about how beneficial and all the fantastic things that turmeric can do for you and your family. Until we see each other next time, my fellow life walker, love yourself kindly and be grateful for one thing every day. And today I was grateful that I was on this trail with you, and I'm looking forward to our next trail of talking about one of my other new favorite medicinal spices that you can add to your medicinal herbal cabinet. Until then, take care, my fellow life walker.
It's a long road to get us where we want to go. It's a long road to get us where we want to go. I'll keep on going, no matter.